With the legislature returning to Albany tomorrow, good government groups are promoting legislation they say would fight corruption in state contracting. The watchdogs say despite the conviction of top aides and campaign contributors to Governor Andrew Cuomo for rigging more than $1 billion in state economic contracts, the legislature has failed to enact substantial clean contracting reforms. Alex Camarda is the senior policy advisor for Reinvent Albany.
For the last 2 years, we've advocated for legislation that would enable the comptroller to review contracts before they're executed, and for the creation of a database that would show for each company receiving state subsidies how much they're receiving, under what programs, and whether they're producing the required jobs in exchange for the state's investment.
Watchdogs say in May, a bipartisan majority of the state Senate passed the Comptroller's Procurement Integrity Act to review contracts before they are executed for state-affiliated nonprofits, along with a database of deals listing all business subsidies received by companies. The bill stalled in the Assembly. With the legislature back in town, 113th District Assemblywoman Carrie Werner, a Democrat, wants transparency fast-tracked.
I think that it's important for us to restore the public trust in how the government is spending its money, particularly around economic development initiatives, and that requires a higher level of transparency and accountability than we've had in place up to this point. I will continue to be a co-sponsor on that bill. I will continue to push in the Assembly for us to take that up.
Camarda says it's important both measures are revived.
Examples that are spotlighted in the media, like the Amazon deal in New York City, where they're receiving $3 billion to produce 40,000 jobs. But we have no idea, really, for particular companies, how much in benefits they're receiving across many different deals and contracts across the state. And so that database would provide that level of transparency. And the need for the comptroller's review we saw last year with the conviction of high-ranking officials in the Cuomo administration and campaign contributors to the governor, because we saw that contracts were rigged for some big upstate development projects.
Camarda adds the governor once promised contracting reform and is hopeful it'll pass this year. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.